A 12-month renovation begins at the Tuscarawas County Library. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Workers will start moving in today at the Tuscarawas County Library for phase one of their renovation plans. The $5.2 million project is expected to take 12 months to complete, with a new entrance, 24-hour lockers, and a drive-up window. Library Director Michelle McMorrow-Ramsell says phase one consists of the general contractor, the Knott Corporation of North Canton, starting excavation for additional buildings,
which will be going in what has been our existing handicap lot, and then also building the new garage, which is on a grass property that we own off of Beach Lane, and they'll be starting that work as well.
She says the project has been a long time coming and that they have received positive feedback from the community.
I think that the people who come to the library, they just really love the library and they're excited about what these improvements are going to mean. One thing that I was surprised by, how excited people were about the 24/7 lockers.
Along with the relocation of the administrative offices, updated furniture, and new windows, there will be modernized technology portals and more space for patrons.
Two additional public meeting spaces, one that will be a small conference room for more business meetings or more intimate type meetings, and then another one that will seat up to 52 people and be available for the public to use as well.
The library saved funds, and once they reached half the cost, the remaining funds were financed for 10 years. McMorrow-Ramsell noted that the library will continue setting aside that savings amount to make the payments. Throughout the project, the library anticipates to remain open, and traffic flow along the alleyway should see no interruptions. For more information about the project, visit tusklibrary.org. A local school counselor is distinguishing the difference between bullying and mean behavior. October is Anti-Bullying Awareness Month and involves efforts to educate about bullying and create a prevention strategy. Strasburg school counselor Lindsay Tidrick explains that there needs to be a conversation with children about the difference between mean behavior, such as not being chosen for a physical activity or not being played with, and bullying.
We have to emphasize that bullying is a consistent, constant, targeted behavior that is happening over long periods of time. One time, they didn't let you sit next to them at lunch. It's not bullying.
She noted that an increasing issue relates to technology use, especially since cyberbullying can be 24 hours through many digital platforms and social media sites by sharing negative, harmful, and false information about someone. For more information about the anti-bullying movement, go online to stopbullying.gov. And deputies took two local men into custody after an afternoon chase yesterday. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office was notified Sunday around noon of a suspicious vehicle parked in Midvale. Deputy Rick Morrison explains that he responded to West 8th Street.
Upon arrival, one of the two subjects, the driver, fled the scene. Late in the shift here, he finally was located behind a business in a dumpster along Brightwood Road by one of our canine units.
The driver, 39-year-old Christopher Mark Bolin of New Philadelphia, is facing charges of possible drug possession, fleeing and eluding, as well as a warrant from the Southern District Court. Morrison adds that the passenger, 34-year-old Jared Famel of Yerkesville, was also jailed on a charge of fleeing and eluding. Deputies were assisted through the search from Midvale and Yerkesville Police, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, as well as tips called in from local residents. And in state news, Ohio's Wildlife Council has approved changes to bag and size limits for fish in some bodies of water. The council recently approved changes to allow a year-round open season for black bass in the Lake Erie Sporting Fishing District. Additional changes establish a daily bag limit of one black bass with an 18-inch minimum size limit from May 1st through the fourth Saturday in June. Existing black bass regulations of a five-fish daily limit with a 14-inch minimum size limit apply at other times. And in sports, the Browns lost yesterday to the LA Chargers 38-14 at First Energy Stadium. Cleveland's record falls to 2-3-1. And the Steelers outlast the Bengals 28-21. Pittsburgh scored on a touchdown with just 10 seconds remaining. And tonight on Monday Night Football, the 49ers are at the Packers. Kickoff is at 8:15. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
At Simpson, we mean quality for all your heating and cooling needs. Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Introducing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Cloudy, breezy with rain shower today. Highs in the lower 60s by midday. Temperatures fall to the mid-50s by this evening. Cloudy skies this evening, then clearing overnight. A chilly low of 36 degrees tonight. Tuesday's high near 51 with a mix of sun and clouds. And the breeze continues in the forecast. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.